Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Many people complain that action movies are vapid, pointless pablum, just meaningless flashes on a screen and with a driving score to keep people distracted. Maybe so, but does adding a political context make an action movie better? Well, this week I'm looking at two movies, both basically action thrillers, that are told within a political context. One's about a CIA agent's role in the assassination of Osama bin Laden. The other's about a Canadian multinational messing things up in South America. Zero Dark Thirty, directed by Catherine Bigelow. Maya, played by Jessica Chastain, is an up-and-coming CIA agent with a delicate personality whose wispy red hair blows in the wind. Suddenly she finds herself in a secret dark site. It's post 9/11 and the CIA is trying to find out where the next terror attack is going to be and how they can stop it. So she turns to the ruthless Dan, played by Jason Clarke, as her mentor. He's a laid-back kind of guy, Dan is, with a scruffy beard. He likes to say things like, "It's cool, bro," followed by, "Everyone breaks eventually." He's a master torturer. He raises cute little monkeys in a cage right beside the suspects, who are also kept in zoo-like conditions. So soon enough, she's happily stringing up the suspects, stripping them naked, putting black hoods on their heads, and waterboarding them, along with the rest of the torture. Pretty grim stuff. But as one character says later on in a dramatic speech, "Al-Qaeda attacked us from the air, from the land, and by the sea. We must stop them." So she's doing it to save America. When she personally witnesses a bombing that kills someone she knows, she makes her lifelong goal to kill that terrorist mastermind, Osama bin Laden. And this is not a spoiler to say, he did get killed about a year ago by Navy SEALs in Pakistan, May 2011. So Zero Dark Thirty is a very long movie that traces the CIA's violent, twisted, and bumpy path towards getting the head terrorist. Gradually, the public and the government seem to lose their original goal of catching him, but it's Maya, the character Maya's dogged pursuit that gets him in the end. So I thought this was a too long and not all that interesting action movie telling a story we already know. We know it's going to happen. They're going to get him. And it's told from a CIA agent. It's not one-sided. It's unsparing in its portrayals of torture. But to me, it seems like it's all just like the TV show 24. Everyone they torture is a bad guy. Every time they do it, it's because there's a ticking bomb somewhere. If they don't find out right now, there's going to be a terrorist attack in a week. They have to find out where it is, what's going on. While it's not completely one-sided, it almost only shows the bad side of the U.S. is the fact that they're torturing. They're doing it for a good cause to stop all these killings. Did they kill 100,000 people in Iraq in a false war? Doesn't matter. That's not part of the movie. No reason to mention things like that. But whereas terrorism, on the other hand, is a constant, never-ending threat, killing people all over the world, and it's up to the CIA to stop it. They're the heroes of this movie. As a movie, the acting, especially Chastain Clark and Jennifer Ellis, another CIA agent, was very good. And the storyline was initially compelling, as compelling as the subject matter was disturbing. But honestly, I thought it got kind of boring in the second half. You know what's going to happen, and it's just sort of people walking through their portrayal, the Navy SEALs, the shootout, the things like that. It really wasn't that interesting. I also thought its portrayal of good guys versus bad guys, us versus them, was a bit overly selective in its portrayal. Every suspect turns out to be a terrorist and has hoary cliches. So if there's a group of women with niqab and black robes, obviously they're men dressed as women holding machine guns underneath. Why else would a woman cover her face? Especially troublesome is their portrayal of torture as a good thing when Obama just appointed Bush's own terror-happy buddy, John Brennan, as the new head of, yep, the CIA, the heroes of this movie. So did it work? Partly worked, but Zero Dark Thirty is a dark but unapologetic portrait of the CIA's hunt for bin Laden, but as a action thriller, not all that interesting. Another action thriller with political context is A Darker Truth, directed by Damian Lee. So Morgan, played by Deborah Kara Unger, is a ribbon cutter, a Toronto heiress at a multinational resource corporation who cuts ribbons and launches benevolent charities in the company's name. But when she has an alarming run-in with an Ecuadorian on the lam, her eyes are opened. She decides to investigate her own company's actions in South America, where they may be responsible for poisoning water and killing locals, all for the sake of the bottom line. So she hires talk show host Jack Bogosian, played by Andy Garcia, who has long rallied against what he calls the Great Transformation, corporate commoditization of necessities like water, land, and air. Jack's radio call-in show is called The Truth, but he's pretty secretive about his own truth, that he may have been a CIA agent himself in the past, and he keeps his family safely hidden under the radar in a wooden house in the woods. So Jack has to go to Ecuador, uncover the truth, and bring the campesino revolutionary Francisco Francis, played by Forest Whitaker, to safety in Toronto. Francisco and his wife Mia, played by Eva Longoria, are the only ones speaking up for the endangered locals. But it's not so easy. A sniper assassin named Tor, played by Kevin Duran, has been hired by the Canadian company to kill Jack and everyone else involved in order to protect their profits and image. So who will live, who will die, who can be trusted, who's a bad guy, who's a good guy, and will the truth ever be released? So A Dark Truth is another interesting sounding action thriller that loses some of its steam due to an overly complicated plot. Parts are exciting and dramatic. There's a great shootout and some interesting plot turns, but some parts of the movie are glacial in their painful slowness, like Jack's scenes with his family, his wife and his son. There are also far too many subplots to care about. The story keeps jumping back and forth across continents with way too many flashbacks and tons of confusing images, like the heiress is lying in a bathtub fully dressed, keeps popping up through the movie. What does it mean? Why do they keep showing this? I have no idea. The acting is mixed. Duran, Garcia, Unger, and Devin Bostick as the young Ecuadorian are all good. While the usually great Forrest Whitaker, great actor, he seems bafflingly flat and, well, boring. It's nice to have Toronto playing itself for once, and important topics like eco-revolutionaries and international intrigue are rare to see on the big screen. But A Dark Truth is just so-so as an action thriller. Zero Dark 30 and A Dark Truth both open today. Check your local listings. And opening also is Michael Haneke's fantastic movie, Amour, one of my top 10 movies of the year. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.